debate as to what that means. You know, we emphasize the way that the word means respectful awe, because we don't like the idea of actually being afraid of God, and I think that's fair. But I think that's the idea here. In John, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18, we're told there is no fear in love. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. And along with this idea is the idea that you love God so much that you always want to do what he says. Right? That offending him with sin it's so repulsive to you that you can't even imagine such a thing. And that would be perfect love if and I just want us to think, if you're not quite there yet, what makes up the gap? But over here in Job, I just think it's interesting to consider why Job was righteous. And I don't think there was any question that he loved God. And if you do want to open it, you can open up Job 31 here. I think along with that, there's another reason why Job didn't want to do wrong things. He didn't want to sin against God. And he was explaining to his friends why he was faithful to his wife, why he was honest, why he granted justice to everyone, even if they had no power to make him be fair. Why? I don't know if you ever thought about that. Why he always met the needs of others when he had that opportunity, and why, he refused to oppress orphans even. Well, it's because of Job's love for God, and I'm sure that was a reason, but it wasn't the reason that Job gave. So he told his friends that he wouldn't act in these ways. He said, "For I dreaded destruction from God, and for fear of his splendor, I could not do such things." Job 31 and verse 23. So this righteous man didn't want to face a God who he thought would be angry with him if he took advantage of someone, if he sinned against him. And so the question comes back as I'm reading this for myself, would I do that? And you think about this with a passage like this, Romans 13 and verse 3. Job had all the confidence in the possibility of facing God because he knew that he lived a righteous life, right? And even with that knowledge, when he actually did come before God, it was just overwhelming to him. But here Romans 13 and verse 3 says, "For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. You want to be free from fear of the one in authority? And then do what is right, and you will be commended." Right? So that's true of the authorities on earth. Right? Do what is right, and you don't typically find yourself getting pulled over, getting a ticket, right? Things like that. So if that's true, then it's certainly true of divine authority. Because that's what I want us to think about here, right? So, yes, perfect love drives out fear, because with that kind of love, there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. All right, and that being said, when love fails and you find yourself about to do wrong, about to sin, that's when the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, some thoughts for you here in the middle of the week, and of course, we offer the opportunity to anyone who hasn't obeyed the gospel to do so at this time. Put on Christ's baptism. If that applies to you, let's take care of that or study it. If there's any other reason you feel the need to bring something before the church, we'd love to help you with that. Or if you have any need for encouragement, just anything at all, don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.